Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Bob Johnson is out, but we have Chief Deputy Randy Tift of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing great, doing great. Let's see, you guys had an armed burglary at a church over the weekend, is that right?
Yeah, Saturday we got the call, came in as an armed burglary at Emmanuel Baptist Church. Of course, when deputies got there, he had already left the scene. We did catch him down at the parking lot of Winn-Dixie. Found out the vehicle he had was stolen from Tennessee. He had warrants out of Tennessee for ag assault. We located multiple weapons, ammunition. Had about $2,000 in cash, which, come to find out, he had taken from his brother's bank account in Tennessee. So he went to jail and is there waiting on his court date.
So just as a clarification, because the terms I've gotten confused on. So the burglary means it wasn't an armed it wasn't a confrontation. It wasn't with another person. But armed in a burglary is an enhancement compared with an unarmed burglar. Is that true?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you have a weapon on you when you commit a burglary, it's considered an armed burglary. He didn't get in the church, but he did have a weapon. That's why we designated as an armed burglar and charged him with that.
Got it.
And he left the scene once he seen people and knew law enforcement was on the way.
Got it.
The deputies did a great job of getting him.
Yeah, especially able to get him when he wasn't even inside the church. That's great. Let's see. You had a scam. They're calling it a pig butchering scam, but the actual scam just seems like a get a hold of somebody and get them to believe something, and it's, Bitcoin related. What happened here?
Yeah, this female out of California actually reached out on Facebook, made contact with a Santa Rosa County resident, talked him into investing in some Bitcoin, ended up scamming him out of a bunch of money, had somebody come and pick up the money. He moved a lot of money over to several different sites, specifically a Coinbase.com account.
Okay.
He had deposited around about $240,000 from his bank account into Coinbase and these other websites.
Wow.
They tried to get that money back. They told him he didn't have enough money in there. The subject arranged for somebody to come to his house and pick up $30,000. We were able to look at the videos, locate who it was. He had a rental car when he came. We went to that location, was able to get a hold of that subject, and our deputies did a warrant for the subject in California, and she was arrested in Los Angeles the same day.
Wow. Okay, so why is it called a pig butchering scam? Is he the pig that they're butchering? Is that the metaphor?
I'm not really sure where they got that from.
Okay.
I haven't read all the reports because this is a continuing investigation. We're not done with this. We're still looking into this one. So those records aren't out there yet.
Got it.
We're
okay.
Still investigating that. There could be more subjects involved in this, and we're still looking into that to make sure there's not any other victims in our county.
Okay. All right. Wow. I mean, again, great work. Amazing work, frankly. Chief, you guys just recently completed a firearm safety training class, which is kind of a neat thing you do for the public, right?
Yeah. We really enjoy doing this, and the citizens enjoy it. We've got another class coming up. If you missed this one, it's October 24th. You can go to our website and look at the dates and sign up for that one. It's a good training. It teaches firearm safety and handling, the Florida gun laws, and what your legal responsibilities are, and safe storages of it because you got kids around,
mm-hmm.
and just basic marksmanship and range etiquette. So it's a good class. It's always a positive event. Our citizens love doing it, and our instructors love getting out there and making sure that people are handling weapons.
Outstanding.
Safely.
And for people who, this is ideal for somebody who's maybe never even picked up a gun, right? This is for basic introduction for anybody, right?
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Experienced or inexperienced people are welcome to sign up.
I love it. Because I think a lot of times people are, you know, they don't know where to start. They're maybe afraid. They've never had any experience. They don't have anybody to show them. And so this is a good opportunity for them. Oh, speaking of that, I had just a question that occurred to me is, you know, PPD, Pensacola Police Department, has now switched. They had been carrying Glock 22s, which is a 40 caliber, and they're now switching over to the Glock 45, which is a, it's a slightly different build of the 9mm. It's not the big 17, but it's, it looks like, it's not a gun I have handled, but looking at the description of it. But they switched from 40 caliber to 9mm. What is Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office? What is your duty weapon for you guys?
We carry Glock 17.
Okay, full size.
It's a 9mm. Okay. We transitioned this 9mm back in 2017 when Sheriff Johnson was elected sheriff. He transferred from the 40 cal to the 9mm. The cost is a lot better. I mean, it's sometimes it depends that ammunition fluctuates in price, but sometimes we can save half off the price of the ammunition. And it's easier for a deputy. You don't have near the recoil. They can be more accurate with a 9mm than they can with a 40 cal. So we transitioned to the Glock 17. Glock 17s are, they're starting to move them out and going into different models also. So in the future, as we buy weapons, we may end up with a different model of the 9mm, but we're going to stay with the 9mm.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's one of the ones I have at home is a 17. It's a great weapon. But interesting, so the stopping power has always been the argument that the 40 has more stopping power, but you guys, or Bob Johnson, decided that the 9mm, cheaper, easier to stay on target, more accurate, and, you know, if you're going to put two in anyway, I guess that's good enough. Is that the idea?
Yeah, you put enough in there, they're going to stop regardless.
Can't argue with that. That's true. Hey, last thing, you guys have the End of Watch Memorial Ruck coming up, right?
Yeah. We, every year, the End of Watch Memorial Ruck, it's a nonprofit organization. They do a ruck for all the fallen officers. This is a 42-hour ruck where they carry the weights of 165 law enforcement officers for 42 hours. It's an amazing dedication to the fallen officers across the country. Last year when we did it, it was a little over 200 lost across the country. So this year we did come down to 165. But we have a closing ceremony. It's going to be held at June 8th Arena on Sunday, starting at 1:00. That's the final mile. We'll have representatives from all the law enforcement, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Okaloosa, Walton, Fort Walton Beach, PPD, Milton PD, all of our law enforcement will be there to recognize this event in dedication to those fallen across the country. So it's we welcome the community to come out. We'll have a lot of events going on there. But again, it starts about 1:00 on Sunday. So we invite the community to come out and see that closing ceremony. It's very touching. As they place all the weights back on the table that have been carried for the last 42 hours for those fallen officers.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, big event coming up on Sunday. Chief Deputy Randy Tiff with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thanks for keeping us safe. Thanks for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.